What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. We're going to go right back to the phones. Errol in the Netherlands, thank you for waiting so patiently, and what is on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, I watched Red Sparrow. It's another movie from Hollywood, and it includes Jennifer Lawrence. She also is known for The Hunger Games. That's very ironic.
Yes.
And it's an anti-Russian, I just watched it yesterday, and it's an anti-Russian movie again. And what I just want to say before I'm going to hang up, because it's all obvious. They only make remakes in Hollywood. They don't get new things out, no new ideas. Everything, it's even worse, the scripting, the writings, when you look at movies nowadays, and when you look at how they do it, it's like Hollywood is implemented in the Department of Defense and in the United States government. So,
that's always been the case. That's always been the case. But the reason Hollywood is putting out so few original creative movies is that the really independent thinkers, the really creative people who have their own ideas about the world have all been purged. We saw exactly the same thing following the McCarthy blacklistings, where all the best writers in Hollywood were accused of being communist sympathizers, and they were all blacklisted out of Hollywood. And Hollywood's quality went into a decline following that.
Mm-hmm. And exactly with that, just like the weapons of mass destruction, with Saddam Hussein. Now we have another script, exactly, almost, not shock and awe, but we see, we're going to just bomb Syria because they have gassed Bashar al-Assad has gassed his own people. Well, they were just finishing, and they let because in the Quran, many people don't know that, in the Quran says, I don't study Quran, I'm not religious at all, but I studied it, I just read it, and it says, when your enemy wants to fight with you or wants to attack you, you have a right to defend yourself. That's normal. But when your enemy wants to give up and he wants to surrender, you also, in the Quran says, you also have to listen to them, talk with them, and let them go when they want to live. And that is very important. And you don't see that in mainstream media. You only see Islamic this and terrorist this, only the Islamics, just like the Viet Cong, The Viet Cong, the goo guys, It's exactly the same script, but in another jacket, in another context. So we are in the same path with another jacket, another context. So that's just what I want to say. The script is going very bad. And hey, thanks to the internet. You know why thanks to the internet? Because everything is now a pattern. You can research it, you can reinvestigate it, and you can see a pattern forming. So thank you for my call, Mike, and have a good day, and best to Claire.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And before we take our next caller, I need to point on out that we're seeing the beginnings of an attempt to silence the independent media. And they're trying to figure out a way they can do it without somebody mounting a lawsuit based on the First Amendment. Which allows us to have our opinions out there. And they're trying to create this idea of there being fake news and how all the criticisms of U.S. Foreign policy are coming from either anti-Semites or Russian troll bots. And they're just trying to regain control of the narrative in the minds of the American people. And they're not having much success. All right, Dan in Oklahoma. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. My bloody Mary, you stood in front of a mirror three times to say her name. I didn't know this. I didn't know that when you stood in front of a mirror in the dark and say Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton shows up. It's a funny joke I had. But anyway,
If this war in Syria is really, you know, there's many, like with Kennedy, there was many reasons for his assassination. With this war, there's many reasons why they need to be there. If it's true, if it's about oil, it's about oil. And we don't even need oil. We know that HHO is a possibility, and we know that cutting our dependence from the monopolies is a would deal a huge blow to this to the New World Order, and that's what I would suggest people to do by restoring the community on a local level, and by you know, the funding for a project would be necessary, obviously, for a prototype generator to cut people's dependency off of the grid. And I think that's would be a huge leap in the positive direction.
Well, I think you're talking about a technology that hasn't really been proven out just yet. And I know that wonderful things can be accomplished with science and technology. But so far, I've seen a lot of these so-called water generators. Even Mythbusters did a show about it. The energy required to split the hydrogen from the oxygen is greater than the energy that you get back recombining them. If you're not able to get more energy out of a system than you're putting in, then it really isn't useful in any applications. They obviously did it on the Apollo spacecraft, because they needed that small, compact source for electricity and drinking water, and it didn't matter how much energy they had to spend making it while it was still on Earth. Anyway, Dan, we're going to let you go and switch over to Jeff in St. Paul. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, in your preceding subject, they couldn't make it efficient because they didn't have elbow coils, but I wanted to have a tribute to Art Bell, our first podcast guy we used to listen to it late at night, and I actually got into shortwave radio, and he was pretty cool. I actually tuned my radio from WCCO to KSTP one afternoon, and then when I got up at 2 in the morning, there he was, Art Bell. I learned all about Area 51 and UFOs, and I have affection for independent guys like you, because you are kind of our Bell now.
I'm not really comfortable with that. I mean, Art Bell obviously had an audience, and he was highly respected. But as you say, he was into things like Area 51 and Hollow Earth and a bunch of stuff like that, which is not what we do here at WhatReallyHappened.com and Republic Broadcasting.
Oh, that's true. But, because you are cool, because, we listen. I have a couple friends that listen to you. I write down your, I have 3x5 cards, and I give your website and a few other people, and I tell them, what a great podcast, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. And so you get more listeners. So I'll let you go and talk to you next time.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, and thanks for helping to spread the word about Republic Broadcasting. Our numbers are going up. They really are. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to take another phone call from Martin in California. Aloha, Martin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Good to talk to you. Earlier you mentioned that there wasn't much Democratic opposition to this war, and there's not a lot, but there's an interesting tweet from Rand Paul where he retweeted a tweet from Justin Amash, who's a Republican representative. And here I'll read the tweet. Witness the hypocrisy that our two-party system breeds. Check out these similar letters warning the president about commencing offensive strikes against Syria without congressional approval. In 2013, when Obama did it, there were 119 Republicans and 21 Democrats which signed the letter. In 2018, there were 15 Republicans and 73 Democrats. Very few of us signed both. And the letters are very similar in that they say we write for our shared concern that you're not going to Congress, and it's quite long. I won't read the whole thing, but it's signed by these members of the House of Representatives. So So there are 73 Democrats this time, but only 15 Republicans opposing it.
Well, unfortunately, Congress had an opportunity about a month ago, maybe a little longer, to basically take back their constitutional authority to decide when the nation goes to war, and it failed to pass. And so, again, we know Trump is definitely being compromised. I would say that probably a lot of members of Congress are being compromised, either by the deep state, the Pentagon, their own stock portfolios full of stocks of military companies, or Israel has compromised them. But Congress had a right and an opportunity and a duty to take us back to the Constitution, which says only Congress can declare war. And they failed to do it.
Right, and these letters reassert that fact, that only Congress can do that. Can I just make a quick comment on why I think Trump made this decision to attack some empty buildings, you know, at least empty in terms of people? I think that he is walking a delicate line trying to appease the Israeli lobby, you know, without which he wouldn't have been elected, and not get us into a wider war with Russia. And I'm going to give some credit to him until he actually does something that causes Russia to strike back. I think he's you know, the art of the deal, and he's negotiating, and he hopefully has back channel communication with Putin. So I'm going to hope for the best still.
Well, I hope you're right, but I'm not seeing it. Trump is becoming basically a bully. When you have that much power, your true character starts coming on out, and I think that's what we're seeing. And again, according to this report in Russia Today, Trump actually wanted to bomb Russians last Friday, and Mattis talked him out of it. And you know that we are really in a serious, serious condition when the only voice of reason out there is a guy who's nicknamed Mad Dog.
Yeah, okay, I wasn't aware of that. I'll have to look that up. Well, in any case, I do believe that Trump knew right away when he saw that fake gas attack that it was fake. I don't think he's stupid.
Yes.
So I think he had to make some sort of a compromise decision, and hopefully he will continue to keep us out of a wider war. You know, the threat they could be holding over him could be, well, if you don't do this, we will, you know, light a mini nuke off in the United States, or crash the economy, or, you know, do something to have a much larger false flag in the Middle East, like, you know, a bomb, you know, going off on.
Well, Nikki, you know, Haley is already out there saying that if they don't stop Assad, there'll be a chemical weapons attack here in the United States. They're telegraphing what their next step is.
And you don't think that they were assuaged by Trump's little attack here? I call it little because it didn't kill anybody. Actually, it was a lot of missiles that were sent off.
We don't know who got killed. Now, the reason those buildings were empty is the attack happened at 4 in the morning local time. So all the people who worked in those facilities were home asleep in bed. Again, the unknown factor is that those 71 munitions that were shot down came down somewhere. And until all the wreckage is located and we see who is crushed and burned underneath it, we don't know how many people died. But again, if those had really been chemical weapons facilities, there would have been a toxic cloud released that would have been killing people for a mile around.
So those missiles that were shot down came from the ocean ships, right? Not from airplanes?
A little bit of both.
None of the airplanes shot down. Is that correct?
No, they were using standoff munitions, which means they stay out over the Mediterranean, and they launch the surface-to-air, rather the air-to-ground missiles, and they fly horizontally to hit their target.
Okay, so they weren't in any danger of getting shot down, or maybe they were and they just weren't, or did we actually lose a plane and they're not telling us?
Could be any one of the above. Again, everybody lies during a war. We're seeing it right in front of our eyes. Anyway, Martin, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, the reason I voted for Trump was mainly, like you, because Hillary. You know, I mean, that was just ludicrous, all right? But I remember him stating that, you know, we have no business in these wars. And he knows that we have other problems here. You know, we've got a homeless problem. We've got health care that people can't afford. Wages, you know, in the job situation, you know, these are all part-time jobs here we're talking about. And,
yes,
you know, I don't know how people are able to, afford expenses. You know, you talk about car insurance, health insurance, they can't afford, they don't have wages, the rents are going up, you know, and the Federal Reserve is looking for 2% inflation. It's already here. I mean, the stock market is inflated. That's inflation. That's why it's 25,000 on the Dow. Okay, that's why nobody can afford health care. That's why we got all these homeless on the West Coast. Anyway, we have no business in other people's countries. We need to fix what's happening here at home, and we need to start implementing the laws that are on the books. That you talk about immigration. We don't need to redo immigration. We just need to follow the laws.
We need the existing laws enforced.
Exactly. So the American people, I really feel sorry for us. You know, man, we're lied to, and this guy, maybe they told Trump, hey, if you don't go along with the program, you're going to wind up like Kennedy or in Reagan.
At this point, how Trump got controlled is almost irrelevant. The fact that he's basically under control, it's repeating a pattern where politicians campaign on peace and prosperity for the American people, and all we get is more war and more war and more war. It goes all the way back to the 1990s and the Project for the New American Century, which set as its agenda the complete domination of planet Earth by the United States. And they said it was going to take 100 years to accomplish it.
Yeah. Like I say, people cannot be sending their daughters and sons to die for something that we have no business in other countries. Absolutely no business. You know? Or in fact, you know, we have enough energy here for the next 200-300 years. I mean, we don't need to be going into these other countries and stealing their resources and forcing anything upon anybody.
It's not about stealing the resources. It's about controlling what currency those resources are traded in. Because more and more countries are turning away from the U.S. dollar, and unless the U.S. can get us back to a world where everybody goes through the U.S. dollar for cross-border banking and transactions, the U.S. dollar is going to implode. There's nothing else to prop it up. Our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years. Even our weapons, which used to be the proudest achievement of American manufacturing, they're no good, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. This is an empire in decline.
Exactly. I read a headline today, Trump wants to devalue dollar. I mean, come on, man, that's our savings. That's our currency. That's people's money. Why do you want a worthless currency, brother? I mean, don't tell me, we're going to be exporting anything, because just what you said, Mike, we don't have that. We're not exporting anything besides that.
We're exporting some, but not a whole heck of a lot. Not like we used to at the end of World War II. Anyway, listen, Mike, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite, A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, Republic Broadcasting needs your financial support. So does whatreallyhappened.com. We're in a major fight trying to head off World War III. We've got the corporate media trying to find ways to silence us. They're going after our advertisers. They're attacking our servers. Corporate media wants us gone. We're stealing their audience away from them. And we have broken their monopoly on what Americans are thinking. And they don't like that. So if you can help, we really need it. We're not doing this for fun. We're serious. It's hard for us to ask for donations because we recognize that all of you are in as serious a financial crunch as we are. But we have to ask. If you can support Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call to become a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And over on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com in the right margin, there's a donate button for those of you who want to help out the website and keep us up and running. And I'm looking at Fox News, and they're still going over this Stormy Daniels affair. And I agree with that other caller. I don't care. I don't care who Trump took to bed or under what circumstances. It doesn't affect my life directly. But World War III sure as heck will. Now, Trump announced he was going to hit Russia with new sanctions because the claim is Russia has enabled Assad to have chemical weapons. Again, no proof. But Nikki Haley's announcing the sanctions. Basically, they're going to go to any companies that are dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons use. Now, Russia is out there saying that the U.S. is imposing sanctions merely for the Russian presence in the international arena. Because after all, that's our job to muck about with other countries. You just stay away. You're cutting in on our action. Russia has responded by drafting a bill suspending all cooperation with the U.S. companies in the nuclear, missile, and rocket areas and aircraft building areas. And that is really going to hurt, especially when you realize how dependent the United States is on those Russian-built rocket engines. Now, companies like SpaceX and some other startups are finally starting to produce reliable, usable rocket engines, but they can't produce in the volume needed by the military. So earlier today, we got a news headline that Trump has now stopped the plan for new Russian sanctions. As I mentioned earlier in the show, 4,000 U.S. troops have launched a massive military drill on the edge of Syria. It's called Eager Lion. Don't you love these names they come up with? And again, I think at some point there's going to be a U.S. ground invasion of Syria to get that evil Assad. And Nikki Haley is out there saying U.S. troops are going to remain in Syria until our goals are met, without saying what those goals are. Obviously, the goals are no longer about getting ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they're pretty much gone. You know, we're back to the evil Assad is gassing his own people. We must save the Syrian people from their evil leader. And what the U.S., and for that matter, Israel, is trying to do is divide and conquer the Middle East and turn country against country, get them to choose sides, and basically set up the game board for a regional conflict. Now, over at Russia Today, they have an article basically pointing out the hypocrisy and the double standards of the United States, Great Britain, and France, who are fully supportive of the Saudis in Yemen for killing civilians left and right using chemical weapons like white phosphorus. And at the same time, they're trying to pose as moral crusaders in Syria. And it is hypocritical. And it is a double standard. There's nothing moral about what the United States is doing in Syria. It is a war crime, plain and simple. It's illegal under international law. There is no UN resolution authorizing it. Congress has not authorized it. Trump just went on off listening to his advisors and to Netanyahu and just ramped the war up again. And everybody knows it. Nobody's buying that there was a chemical weapon attack in Douma. Or that if there was an attack, they're not buying that Assad had anything to do with it. Because he had nothing to gain. It's simply, the story just doesn't make any sense at all. And why attack a bunch of children as opposed to attacking the enemy forces? Well, they picked a bunch of children to maximize the psychic shock and horror values. It's clearly propaganda. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with some phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's take a couple of phone calls, starting with David in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You know, I've told you before that I believe that the whole Syrian business has to do with the pipelines that Dick Cheney's company, Genie Oil Gas, has to do with. And it's kind of interesting because I had never really seen that Trump was invested with them, but the fact that he's now, you know, playing the game that Syria has to be, Assad has to be deposed and we have to destabilize Syria, it's plain. He's grasping at straws by playing with Dick Cheney. And that's, you know, one of the oddities of this whole thing. But the other
thing... Cheney's got something on Trump, or Trump wouldn't have pardoned Scooter Libby. I mean, that stuff is just ancient history, and Scooter Libby did lie. He perjured himself, and this sudden pardon for Scooter Libby just came out of nowhere. Presidents normally will issue their presidential pardons toward the end of their term in office in order to stifle controversy.
Right.
And
like
supposedly Dick Cheney... supposedly Dick Cheney... My turn.
Yeah, go
supposedly
ahead.
Dick Cheney called up President Trump to thank him for the pardon, But it tells me that Cheney has a very unhealthy degree of influence over Donald Trump.
Something odd is going on with that. But there's a kind of a more simple explanation, and that's that because if you think about Interpol, you know, like the world's police, that they handle crimes between nations, you know, money laundering, drug running, things like that, art theft. If there's a war between two countries, then Interpol will have a tough time, you know, getting evidence to cross national boundaries. And if Trump has, you know, some undue relationship with Putin, then it's to Trump's advantage to stir up war relationships between Russia and the United States.
The only problem with that is that Mueller and a lot of other people have been spent more than a year and several million dollars trying to find some kind of a relation between Trump and Putin, and they haven't found it. So I think that this being a motive for the attack on Syria is rather weak. It may be more a case of distracting the media away from the Stormy Daniels affair, which if that was the case, it didn't work because they're still obsessed about it. But you need to remember that wars and assassinations never happen for just one reason. There are all these overlapping interests with different agendas, but they all have the same solution. We need to assassinate John F. Kennedy, or we need to go on into Syria. Certainly the pipelines were one of the factors.
Yeah, right. And the thing that, whether or not it's Trump and Putin per se, I think it's more an issue of, and I think I've raised this before on earlier shows, when you look at the fall of the Soviet Union back in 1991, the world's, the big money of the world shot into the former Soviet Union and just bought up everything they could buy. And yes. Whether it was, there's an allegation that the CIA came up with about I think it was just short of a half a trillion dollar bond issue. And they just bought up every port, every dam, every highway, every apartment complex, factories, mineral rights. And whether it was MI6 or whether it was the opium smugglers of the Middle East or whether it was organized crime or the Rothschilds, everybody with big money swooped into the rush, into the brand new Russian Republic and just bought everything up. And that's who these oligarchs are. And they basically have been needing to get cash in and out of this Russia. And so Trump, being a money launderer, that was his job. And so whether it has to do with Putin per se or the various oligarchs is kind of beside the point. It's still a matter of evidence.
I don't see your foundation for claiming that Donald Trump was involved in the money laundering. If the Russian oligarchs wanted to get their money out of Russia easily and cleanly, they could have gone to the Clinton Foundation.
Well, we're talking massive, massive regular amounts. You know, if you look at the Clinton Foundation allegation, that's like a one-time shot of X amount of, you know, millions or something. But in terms of being able to do billions on a steady, ready rate, the idea of being able to, you know, convey assets through Trump Towers, and Trump Towers being money laundering operations for, you know, for various institutions.
What is your basis for the claim? I mean, it sounds to me as unsupported as your claim that there was some kind of a nefarious connection between Trump and Putin.
If you look at Meyer Lansky, you remember he was doing. Biographies of Meyer Lansky had him doing money laundering from the late 30s, I believe, to basically the early 60s when he got too hot. And when in the early 60s, of course, Roy Cohn was in New York. And if you look at the same families that Meyer Lansky was working with and Roy Cohn were working with, it would seem to me that Roy Cohn took up not all of what Meyer Lansky was doing, but a part of it. And,
yes.
And so the families needed to do money laundering. Donald Trump was ready and able to take part in whatever Roy Cohn got him set up
That's
with.
That's not supported. You don't have anything to support that. It's an allegation.
Yes and no. I mean, there. If you look into the various books about, you know, there are various families that were involved in various needs, and you get into one of the interesting videos that came up about 9/11 was that this bond issue of the CIA's $500 billion that bought up the former Soviet Union. That bond issue was put together almost exactly 10 years earlier. It was September 12th of 1991, and that the various windows of the World Trade Center building that were hit were the various offices where the bond issue were put together. And then, of course, the Pentagon, the angle of the Pentagon was that was hit was the Financial Investigation Center. And so the
yes.
documents about the financing, I think you can look this up in YouTube. It's under, I think it's called Black
David,
Eagle Trust and David, 9/11.
David, first of all, the people at the Pentagon's Financial Investigation Unit were trying to track down some $3.5 trillion missing Pentagon dollars. It would be inappropriate for the Pentagon to be investigating civilian financial crimes. That would fall under the U.S. Treasury and the Department of Justice. Anyway, we've got a bunch of callers waiting online. So thank you for the call, David. We're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I'd like to bring to your attention a video I saw at LiveLeak. And it's called Effects of 76 Cruise Missile Strikes. And what they show you in the video is the destruction of that chemical facility.
Yes.
And one of the things I noticed is among the, you know, the wreckage, they show a pile of basically a drug, which is called Oxycan. And actually, it is the American equivalent of naloxone, which is the drug they use, or Narcan, which is used for people with opioid overdoses.
Yes.
So you have to wonder, when America goes bombing, do all the companies line up and submit to the generals the targets they want knocked out to knock out their competition so their business will prosper after their competition is knocked out? I mean, America has a habit of doing this in the Iraqi war, also with Clinton bombing that aspirin factory back, I think it was in Somalia, back in the 90s.
Sudan.
Sudan, yeah. And also, even if you think about it, in the end of World War II, when we bombed Dresden, which was one of Germany's tobacco manufacturing powerhouses. I mean, that's what they did in Dresden. It was a tobacco city, partly. You see? And so, in war, you destroy your enemy's means of production. You destroy whatever it is, pharmaceuticals, even their chocolate factories. And then at the end of the war, you hand out your chocolates, you hand out your cigarettes, or you take away their drugs to cure their sicknesses.
Well, yeah, that's probably an aspect of war that doesn't get looked at all that carefully. But we know that all wars ultimately are about economic power and influence. And that's certainly true. The U.S. wants to drag the world back to Bretton Woods. And so, yeah, everybody who's got any influence over the war-making machine, they're going to be saying, this target is advantageous for me if you hit it. And so, yeah, very, very possible.
So I've now, heard in this, Syrians, yeah, if they think they're going to be bombed, to go hide out in the Coca-Cola facility.
Yeah, absolutely. But in this case, again, the reason nobody got hit was the attack was at 4 in the morning. And basically, Trump, you know, a couple of weeks ago said, we're going to get on out of Syria. Everybody started accusing him of being weak like Barack Obama. And we've got to show Syria that we're tough. And, oh, my goodness, there's been this horrible chemical attack in Douma. We must respond. And it's gone downhill since then. The chemical attack in Douma probably didn't happen. Even if it did, it certainly wasn't Assad, given the past history of finding these chemical weapon precursors with the U.S.-backed terrorists. Then you had Friday's missile attack, which destroyed these five buildings, apparently without any concern that toxic elements might be released into the local atmosphere and kill far more people. And now, of course, the latest lie that the reason the OPCW scientists are not finding anything at Duma is Moscow has tampered with the site, which is really completely ridiculous.
And it may give them an excuse to for a further bombing. However, I did like that President Trump said afterwards that mission accomplished, in the sense that this is over for now, and I think he's very half-hearted about this. I think he is relenting to the neocon pressure, ultimately, and that he's even the attack seemed like it was kinder than I thought it was going to be. So, and I do believe the real heroes out of this are Putin and the Syrian government, the way they've taken the shot. And hopefully they're going to move on and end this war quickly, because that's the most humane thing that can happen, is to end the war and the violence and get on with rebuilding Syria. And I think an element of it could be that everyone knows the contracts for rebuilding Syria are going to go to the Russians.
Yes. It absolutely is going to be the case. I mean, America's rebuilding of the other countries they've smashed has been great for American companies that are hired to go on in and build things like police stations and stuff. But what they're actually building is junk. It's all about grabbing hold of more money. And these countries that have been attacked by the United States aren't really being rebuilt. There's at best a little bit of cosmetic work being done. But when you're talking about a national infrastructure that has been absolutely crushed, the quality of life has declined for the ordinary people of that country, these are all war crimes. And it's all done so that some specific politician or corporate CEO sees an advantage in it.
Yeah, and I wonder when this is all done, too, whether, you know, like American corporations like Starbucks or McDonald's or KFC are champing at the bit to get in there to put up Starbucks in Syria and establish themselves there. And that's the problem of being a belligerent and being seen as a belligerent worldwide, because I doubt Bashar al-Assad is going to want American corporations in there and setting up shop.
No, you know, he's going to want the Russian corporations and the Iranian corporations to be in there setting up shop.
Exactly. And this is the problem. You know, everybody professes about how, you know, we're capitalists and we want free trade and all the less and all of that. And yet it seems that when other countries are very good at free trade or doing business, like Russians supplying natural gas to Europe, right, we seem to get a bug up our butts, and we insist on, like, doing damage to someone else's progress. And, you know, you think
yes.
You want to reward the Chinese and the Russians for being good capitalists and being happy that, hey, they're capitalists now. And you think that would be part of our agenda, like we're meeting halfway. We're going a little commie and socialist here. They're going a little capitalist over there. What's wrong with the two meeting in the middle?
Well, the two meeting in the middle sounds really good. I'd like to see it happen. But again, we have an administration filled with people who basically came out of that project for the New American Century, where the U.S. wants to conquer and control it all for the benefit of American corporations. And they're not doing very well, but that's not going to stop them from trying. Anyway, listen, Paul, we're going to let you go.
Okay, sir.
We're going to take one more phone call from Vivian, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I am way behind on the talking points. So, Vivian, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. I'd like to propose something that may sound preposterous, but I think is very realistic with regard to the way Israel operates. I believe that Soros is really really at the core of Israel's plans and is actually functioning to create distractions within each of the nations so that they're so preoccupied with domestic issues and details that they cannot act in a unified manner to protect the planet. I mean, we know the way Israel operates. If they have an enemy, that enemy does not survive. They never missed their objective if they want to assassinate someone. Soros has always been there as a distraction, starting from the time when he was a teenager, when he was handing over anti-Zionist Jews and their wealth to the Germans, who were then transferring it over to the Zionists through the Ha'avar agreement. Now, I'm quoting a line from the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, who said...
Okay, Vivian, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Vivian. And Vivian, George Soros' agenda is he's pushing globalism. open borders, the New World Order. Obviously, he's a strong supporter of Israel, and I'm sure that protecting Israel figures into a lot of his thinking. But sometimes, again, it shows a double standard. Israel's at the forefront of preaching open borders to every other country. They want to get rid of the Ethiopian Jews from their own country. And rather than send them back to Ethiopia, they want to send them to Europe. And Soros is very much on board with all of this. And we know all about how he was basically turning over his fellow Jews to the Germans for being anti-Zionist. So he's a completely, utterly ruthless man.
But what I contend is that it is not that he is actually in favor of globalization. What he's trying to do is create situations where people are so preoccupied with their apparent immediate concerns that they're failing to look. It's like being focused on the tree and not seeing the forest. We always take the bait. They throw out an incident for us to focus on and debate who's responsible, who's been bought off, who's been threatened, who is a puppet. There is no real nation anymore. Even here in Canada, our dimwit PM Trudeau, who's pro-Palestinian, pro-Middle Eastern, is saying that he's supporting the Allies in their bombing of Syria. That was a farce. Syria will never be rebuilt. Iraq is not ever going to be rebuilt. Libya is a dead cause. Yeah, all of that is part of breaking up everything into a shambles so that it's all easily controlled. This whole game of globalization is only another name for destroying identities and loyalties. You destroy the family unit, you destroy on and on until you finally get to the destruction of the nation state, and then it's easy to come in. And we are foolishly not looking, and again, I'm no expert, but there is one line from Mahmoud Darwish that says, the spectators are the authors. And in this case, the spectators are so busy focusing on the seat they're sitting on, or the seat who's in the seat next to them, that they're not looking at the whole theater. This is really
I disagree. I disagree. I think because of the independent media that people are learning how to see the forest despite the trees. And again, we understand that the breakdown of borders and the breakdown of social identity is key to establishing the New World Order global government. Anyway, Vivian, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on station identification. And when we come on back with hour number three, there's been a new development in the Skripal poisoning case, and it's just going to yank the rug out from that particular piece of propaganda. So just stay tuned. We should be hearing the music here any second for the break. And am I misreading the clock again? There it is. All right. We'll be back after station identification.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.